Never apologize for having high standards. People who want to be in your life will rise to meet them. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we listen in as Tony Robbins talks with us about raising the standard for how you live your life. Enjoy.
Let me just give you 5 quick items to make sure that you get the maximum result. Real simple, I'm going to do it real quick because we got to finish. The difference in people, the difference in performance, the difference in the final result, the outcome, is it usually dependent upon skill? Is that what makes one person better than another, yes or no? How many have seen someone with unbelievable innate skill get wiped out by an athlete, a person, a business individual who clearly had less skill? How many have seen this happen? Say I. It's our ability to maximize. Leaders are what transform organizations. You want to grow this company, you want to transform this company, leaders do it. A leader doesn't mean everybody else follows you. It just means that you have a higher what? A higher standard than anybody else does. What'll make you the leader is when you have a higher expectation, not of other people, anybody can do that, of whom? Of yourself. So if you want to know what does it take to take things to the highest level, what's going to take to change my business permanently, not temporary, you can go home and you can install some of these strategies, skills, tactics, tools, insights, and see a significant change. But if that change is going to be a lasting company of value that keeps growing, then the things you've learned here have to become the standard for your organization, not something you did for a period of time. Whenever you look at somebody and say, why are they more successful than anybody else? It's always because of step one, they've raised their standard. If you go back home and you want to change your life in any way, personally, professionally, or your company, as boring as it sounds, as stupid as inane it sounds, you might say, I spent all this time, this energy, this money, and you're going to tell me to raise my standards? Yes. Because even though that's not sexy, it is the only thing that creates lasting change. You can go on a diet and you can lose weight, but what will that person eventually do? They'll go where? Back, unless they raise their standard. Now that sounds so trite and stupid and positive thinky or old school, but the truth is it's the truth. So maybe I can language it in a way that's more compelling to you or more simple. What does it mean when we say raise our standards? It means you turn your shoulds into musts. The difference in people is that they turn their shoulds into musts. The things that you used to say I should do, you do your shoulds when it's convenient, when it's comfortable, when it goes your way. But when something is a must, not to other people, but a must to you, do you find the way to get it done, yes or no? So the difference in people is what's their must, or another word for that is what's their standard. Our bodies are a reflection of our physical standards. They are not a reflection of our desires. Most people have a desire for more energy or a better body or a stronger body or a more fit body. We don't get our goals, we get our musts. The ones that are the must become how you are. And guess what? It shows up in your rituals. When it's a must, you have different rituals, different things you do consistently when you must have your body a certain way than you should or you'd like to or you want to. How many follow what I'm talking about here? Say I. So whether we want it or not, the only way to change your body long term is change what the must is for you. Now, I'm not telling you what it should be. Who the hell am I? I'm just saying maybe it's time for you to take a look. Because many times you set the standard a long time ago, or you lost the standard completely because most of us base our standards by our environment. Who you spend time with is who you tend to become. So if everybody around you is gaining a little weight, or everybody around you is, you know, constantly tired, after a while, even if you had high energy, you don't want to make fun of them or tease them or make them feel bad. So gradually, subconsciously, you lower your own standard just a little bit. And that little bit is that old metaphor, overused but true. You take a frog and put him in boiling water, what's he going to do? Jump right out. But if you put him in and turn the water up real slowly, over time, it'll boil to death. That's most people's lives, isn't it? It's usually because you haven't remembered the power of who you spend time with. Who you spend time with is who you become. So one of the things that's great about this 5 days is you found people from all over the world who are all absolutely committed to go day and night, night and day, literally, sometimes with food, sometimes without. But whose standard was, I'm here to maximize who I am, what I'm about, what I'm going to take home, what I'm going to create. That raises your game. Remember, play against somebody you're better than, your skills are going to go down. Play against somebody better than you, just to stay on the court, the game has to go up. Want to change your life? Raise your standard. Want to raise your standard the most? Get around where it's better. Surround yourself with people playing the game much higher than you are. So just to be around them, your game has to rise. And it starts with whom? It starts with us.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.